Load shedding is a metaphor for how you do not have power here. So, literally, you do not have electricity, and metaphorically speaking, you just do not have power to brighten up your day, make your life a better. Make your life better, basically. So it also introduces the metaphor of all the levels that you do not have power. They give you a schedule to say, yo, at this time to this time, you will not have power. And guess what they do? They take the power outside of the schedule just to show you that, yo, you know what? Whatever you thought this was, this ain't none of that. You do not have power. You do not even have the power to prepare for when you do not have power. And my favorite is when they actually give you the schedule and say, yo, we're gonna take the electricity at 8, and then it's gonna come back at 9:30. And then at 11:30, you go to bed because the electricity didn't come back. And they were just trying to tell you that, you know what, you can't even wait for the time when you will get power, you know. And yeah, I just think load shedding is a metaphor for the fact that you do not have power. And yeah, we should actually be thinking about ways in which we can try to get our power back. And there's a couple of ways, you know. One, don't let another person tell you when you can have power and when you will not have power. You know, you should be the person who has control of their own power. No. Yeah, maybe then for you it's not convenient to, you know, have power. You should at least have the choice to decide that, you know what, I'm not going to get my power from this specific person anymore because they always mistreat me and they take away my power when I need it most. So I'm going to try that other person to see whether or not they can give me a more steady supply of power than this person here. And matter of fact, I am willing to put up way more resources and time just to make sure that that person is able to deliver the power that I need when I need it. And if ever they are not able to deliver that power, I could be at least notified in a more convenient fashion, right? Or you could do the hard part of actually generating your own power and going totally off the grid. And here's the other weird thing that they do. They do not want you to go off the grid. There was a law getting published that says if a person has solar panels and they're generating their own power, whether or not they are feeding that energy back into the grid, they should register so that the government can track which people are generating their own power. For me, that is dangerous. Like, if I'm generating my own power, the government has no business knowing that I'm generating my own power. I'm using the sun on my own property, and I'm using the sun to generate power. Maybe I'm not even using the sun, I'm using something else to generate power. Let me just say I have a nuclear reactor in my kitchen. The government has no business knowing that I'm generating my own power, and I have no business being on a list that says I generate my own power. Because they do not pay me for my own electricity. So I understand if I'm feeding the electricity back into the grid, then for sure. You guys can know that I'm generating power and I'm feeding it back into the grid. Matter of fact, you better be paying me for the energy that I'm generating and feeding back into the grid. So, yeah, back to where this whole started. Load shedding is a metaphor that you do not have power.